بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث number 167 is the hadith of Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and who will recite or read this hadith for us? Yes, brother.
Aisha said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in his illness which he didn't recover from, may Allah curse the Jews and the Christians who took the graves of their prophets as place of worship, and added, Aisha, if it had not been for this, his grave might have been raised above ground, but it was feared that it will be taken as a place of worship.
This hadith, before going into it, you have to remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried in his masjid, correct? No, he was not buried in his masjid. This is a misconception that a lot of the people bring up, so you have to be very careful. He was buried in his house, in the house of Mother Aisha. And he had the masjid like this, and his house was surrounding the masjid. So it was not part of the masjid. Otherwise, he would not be able to stay there while he was junub, in the state of janaba. Mother Aisha would not have been permitted to stay there while she was in her menses, and he would not be able to have intercourse with his wives. Correct or not? Okay. So when he died, the companions differed. What to do with his body? How or where to bury him? And they could not reach a conclusion until Abu Bakr came. May Allah be pleased with him. And he said, I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that whenever a messenger of Allah or a prophet dies, he is buried where he dies. So they buried him exactly where he died, under his bed. Now, at the last moments of his life, he cursed the Jews and the Christians, not because they're Jews and Christians, but because of their actions. And that is, they used to take the graves of their prophets as places of worship. And look what this ended to be. It's ended that they worshipped their prophets. And as example, the clearest example is Jesus, peace be upon him, is worshipped as a son of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because they went into extreme. And some of the other also sect ended up by worshipping their prophets. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is cursing them to warn his followers, to warn his ummah, do not fall in the same trap that the Jews and the Christians fell into. Aisha says, may Allah be pleased with her, other than that, because of his warning, we would have raised his grave, but because he was afraid and we were afraid that if we do this, people would take it a place of worship, we would have done that. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that it is forbidden to take the grave of any person a place of worship, even if that person was a prophet or a messenger of Allah. And this leads us to the issue of building a mosque over a grave. What is the ruling on that? It is completely prohibited, and prayer in such a masjid is invalid. Why? Because this masjid was not erected, was not built on taqwa. It was built on evil, and it was built on sin. Then what is the ruling on having a masjid and bringing someone and burying him in? This is a different issue. This is not permissible, and the grave must be dug out and taken out of the masjid. But if a person prays there, the prayer is valid unless the grave is in front of you. So a lot of the masjids in the Arab world, you have a grave, but it's always at the back. You ask, which came first? If they tell you the grave came first and then they built a masjid, it is forbidden for you to pray in that masjid, and the masjid has to be demolished, has to be removed. You cannot pray in it. But it's the other way around. They said, no, the masjid was there, and when this king or this ruler or this scholar died, they brought his grave and he was buried inside. The prayer is valid as long as the grave is not in the Qibla. The normal question would come and say, if you're saying that it is not permissible to pray in such a masjid, how do we go to Medina and see that the grave of the Prophet ﷺ is in the masjid? First of all, the grave was not in the masjid initially, not in the time of Abu Bakr, Uthman, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Muawiyah. All of these did not include the grave of the Prophet ﷺ in the masjid. When Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik came, he wanted to expand the masjid. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib fought bravely to stop him, but you cannot fight the ruler who has the army, who has the soldiers. So he insisted on it, and he demolished the houses of the Prophet ﷺ and built a fence and included the grave into the masjid. So what did the scholars do? The scholars feared that the people would come in the direction of the Qibla, face the grave and the Qibla as well, so that they can pray to it. So what they did was they surrounded the grave of the Prophet ﷺ with three walls, triangle. And they made the two walls pointing against the Qibla. Meaning, if I want to face the Qibla and at the same time face the grave, I cannot, because the grave is like this. So in order for me to face it, I have to come from one side of the wall or from this side of the wall, and this way I would not be facing the Qibla. So they protected the grave with high, tall walls that are in the shape of a triangle so that they would stop people from facing the grave. So it's an all complete different story. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ forbade, because he knew that his people, the ignorant ones, those who do not have knowledge, would come and take it as a masjid. Have any one of you been to Medina? Okay, we have, mashallah, five or six. If you go to Medina, you will find that the ignorant still go to the chamber of the Prophet ﷺ, to the grave, and do horrendous things. Some of them bring a piece of cloth and they wipe the windows or the chrome or the gates or the tiles, and they take it with them when they go back home and they wash it. And they say that this is blessed, the dust is blessed, and all of this is nonsense. This chamber was not built by the Prophet ﷺ. It was built by the Turks 300 years ago. So what are you doing? You're seeking blessing from what the Turks did? This is not realistic. Those deviant sects have exaggerated when it came to the Prophet ﷺ. They went into what is known as ghulu, extreme. We all love the Prophet ﷺ, but our love to him is portrayed by following him, by accepting his sunnah, by following every footstep of his. What led them to this? Shaitan. Allah says, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. And they are following the steps of shaitan, which led them into exaggerating, into extreme in portraying their love to the Prophet ﷺ. The true love is by following his sunnah every step of the way. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.